This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan, Jay Binkley, Rob Brenton, Carrington back tomorrow. I hope you know who Mel Kiper is. Mel Kiper is like the draft god, man. He hadn't been as accurate lately. Do you know who was most accurate last year during the draft? Because they track these things, you know, Rob, mock draft accuracy. You know who was number one last year?
Was it Matt Miller? I'd like to be Matt Miller.
It was not. It was Jason Boris from Times News was one. You know, it was two. Peter Schrager from NFL Network, now of ESPN, was number two. Mel Kiper all the way down to number 16. Let me see where Miller was last year as far as mock draft. He was 81, so it's still top 100. A lot of people do mocks, man. There's a website I like called, NFL mock draft database. It'll show you the latest mocks. Whenever someone puts one out, boom, it's there. You can go on there right now, and they'll put the date on it, which day the mock draft came out. And it's a great way. Like, you go there now, it's Ryan Wilson of CBS has one. In the Huddle has one. SI put out one. Pro Football Network today. College Football Network, you name it, they put out mock drafts. But, Mel Kiper's not there. But I think a lot of people do copy off who he picked. Oh, he must have heard something. I get it. People talk about, well, he's friends with the agent. Obviously, he's going to build up certain players. I'm sure that stuff happens, but that's just life. And that's just the way things happen. But it is cool to go by who you think's the best mocker or not. I get it, but Peter Schrager is always there. He always picks the Super Bowl, right? The guy actually, for not being, quote, an insider, is damn good at what he does. But at this draft countdown, where are we going today, Rob?
Let's talk a little, Travis Hunter. I had the wrong Colorado player in mind. A little Travis Hunter because...
Let's go, Travis Hunter.
I think he is the most interesting player in this year's upcoming NFL draft.
Agree.
A, because he's got two positions. Like, a lot of people view him as the top corner. A lot of people view him as the top receiver. I wonder if an NFL team is going to let him play both. That's first and foremost. And secondarily, how teams view him is fascinating. The Patriots need a weapon. Do they take him? The Browns could be bolstering them. Do they take him? I think Travis Hunter, a Heisman Trophy winner, in a non-surprising way, is the most interesting player in this year's upcoming NFL draft.
But is he the best player in your opinion?
No. I think Abdul Carter's a better player.
Because in my opinion, Travis Hunter is the best player. I mean, the proof's in the pudding. When you watch him play, this separation he creates at wide receiver, he's gotten better and better at being a wide receiver. He was a great defensive back. Going back to Jackson State, back when he spurred Florida State, spurned him. It's a better word for it. Spurned him. Florida State and choosing Jackson State of all places to play with Deion when he was there. Then he goes to Colorado with him. Outstanding corner back then. He's gotten better and better at both. Matter of fact, you watch the game field. He's either making a touchdown catch on offense or an interception on defense or causing a fumble. He did that in the UCF game. Got Colorado the win. I mean, the guy just loves football. He's not a guy that goes out and parties. He doesn't do that at all. Matter of fact, Friday and Saturday nights, guy stays in, plays video games, whatever. He loves the game of football. He was the Heisman Trophy winner this year. He won the Walter Camp Award as well. He won the Chuck Bednarik Award as the best defensive player in the country and the Fred Nebletnikoff Award as the best receiver in the country. There's been great receivers win that award, like Jamar Chase. He's a Nebletnikoff winner. But he did this, Paul Hornung Award winner, won it twice, unanimous All-American, Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. The guy does it all. And could I see a scenario where he plays both? Yeah. Keep in mind, he had, what, 386 snaps more than the nearest college football player last year? Like, it was ridiculous, the amount of snaps that he played. And it was impressive. It shows you how much he likes playing football. 382 more snaps than any other player in college football. That's a lot. And would an NFL team, like, start him on defense, then play 15 or 20 plays on offense? Could happen. I think he plays receiver, though. I think more and more times you see him as that separation receiver. Matter of fact, at his pro day, the Colorado pro day, he wasn't playing defense. He was playing offense. And I do believe he's the type of guy, if the NFL team said, hey, we need you on offense, it's where we want you to go. And I know there's been some consternation, should Cleveland draft him at number two? Yes, they should. They're thinking dominance on that defensive line and getting to the quarterback. They just paid Myles Garrett, who wanted to be traded, but then all of a sudden they paid him the bag. And he's like, okay, I'm good with Cleveland. And then you put Abdul Carter on the other side. Most people couldn't even tell you what side of the defensive line Abdul Carter played.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.